You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the award-winning Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Todd Youngblood and Carol Morgan. Carol, award-winning? Tell me about that.
Award-winning. We just recently won an AVA Digital Award in the podcasting audio category. It's a gold award, and it's an international competition, so we're really excited.
Well, kudos to Delaney and Carol.
Well,
Todd and Todd. Yeah.
Todd and I are very proud to be part of it, and congratulations to both of you on that. We have a great show today, now that we're award-winning. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Adam Corder. He's a division president here in Atlanta for LGI Homes. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thanks for making time to join us. Adam, before we get started, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I am a Atlanta native. Not many of us left. I was born here. Been here my whole life. Went to college at Oglethorpe, just up the road. Been in real estate in Atlanta for 20 years. Done all sorts of it. Done gas stations, apartments, mixed use. And for the past 15 or so years, done single family residential, and have worked for a couple of public builders and a local builder, and I'm now excited to be leading the efforts for a Texas-based builder, LGI Homes, that is entering the market immediately.
So, Adam, I'm supposed to be asking you about LGA Homes, but I'm fascinated to find out you went to Oglethorpe, because
yes.
I'm also an Oglethorpe graduate.
Oh, look
so
at this.
We'll have to compare notes off air, because I'm not going to ask you what year you graduate, because you might ask me, and I'm not sure I want to share, right? Although I suspect it's on my LinkedIn profile. So tell us a little bit more about LGI Homes.
LGI is one of the top 200 builders in America. We have been building homes since 2003. We are active in Texas, four cities in Texas, in Phoenix, in Florida, and Atlanta is our next market. We did 1,064 closings last year. We focus almost exclusively on entry-level, first-time home buyers. Our business model and sales process is geared towards convincing the apartment renter that it makes more sense for them to buy a home with the fantastic mortgage rates we have now versus renting. We have a very different way of doing everything about the home building process and most of the sales process. Our sales centers are heavily staffed. We have four full-time sales agents and a sales manager in each neighborhood. Sales centers are open 8 to 8 every day of the year. You're never going to come to an LGI sales center and not find an agent there. We do very heavy direct marketing directly to the consumer, mail 20,000 direct mail pieces per week per neighborhood. So a tremendous part of our budget is spent towards direct marketing. We have, to my knowledge, the highest per neighborhood sales rate of any builder in the country. Our neighborhoods averaged 8.4 sales per month, closings per month last year.
It's a very different and very unique model.
I do
have to ask, based on the recent news that the U.S. Postal Service will not be delivering on Saturdays, how is that going to affect your strategy, or does it affect it?
Can't imagine it would. I think the point with our direct mail is it's a barrage that a lot of folks don't come on the first time they get the piece. It's the second or third or fourth time, because it comes every month. So you know, whether they get it on Saturday or now it's going to be on Monday, they put it aside and they see it next month and they eventually call. So no effect, I wouldn't think.
Adam, I'm interested in getting deeper into the buying process as you're talking about it now. But I want to take one step further back first. Why Atlanta? I mean, there's so many different cities you could expand into. What made this an attractive market?
Atlanta has a lot of good metrics that are positive for LGI. One is the vacant developed lot inventory. This Texas-based builder is shocked by the volume of vacant lots there are in Atlanta. And a lot of them were done, at a period of time when there were too many developed in the mid to late 2000s. And I was part of that development frenzy. And so now those lots are, a lot of them are still sitting there. And we're going to be heading out towards areas, exurban areas, that many other builders are not going to.
All right. We'll be back with Adam Corder after this commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right. And we're back with Adam Corder, Division President in Atlanta with LGI Homes.
Adam, you were talking to us before the break about building in the exurbs, which is definitely a unique building model. Mm-hmm. Unique strategy all around, especially since I know that there are some people in the industry listening to the show that are thinking, exurbs, what is he talking about? It's the ring of death.
Right.
Right?
The ring of death.
So I guess I'm curious, you know, what exactly is your strategy and how are you, you know, planning on being successful in an area that lots of other builders don't even want to touch?
I would say that our business model and our history of success tells us that the location, it's not the location doesn't matter, but time and time again, all of our communities, as long as we can show a certain concentration of apartments within 20 miles of our community, that it doesn't matter where it is. A question earlier is why come to Atlanta? Atlanta's got a lot of apartments. There is very few, if any, locations that I can think of in Metro Atlanta that don't have a good core of apartments within 20 miles of any deal I can think of. So I'll be looking for other aspects of the communities and of the deals, but you know, the specific submarket and location are not going to be as important as they are to other builders.
So when you say core of apartments, is there a specific number of units you look for?
Not really. Now, there's not a specific number, but you know, one complex of 150 is not enough, but maybe 1,000 is enough. So, and usually if there's one apartment complex, there's more than one in an area. So, and then, you know, if we go every direction, we usually can not have any trouble finding 5,000 apartments to serve a neighborhood, I would say.
Adam, buying a house is a big decision, can be very intimidating, even for somebody like me that's done it a bunch of times. You're dealing with first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to be scary for your buyers. Talk about how you work with folks to help them through the decision process.
Yeah, it's the sales process is geared towards a first-time home buyer who is not knowledgeable of the process, doesn't know what a mortgage is, doesn't know how taxes and insurance and all that work. And our sales process is a lengthy one. It's about a 3-hour start to finish on average, could be longer, but it's usually 2 to 3 hours of we tell them the history of the company, we explain to them how home buying in general works, and then get them comfortable with the location and the house that we build. Our process also has it so that we have a very simple construction process. There's no inventory. I mean, it's all inventory. There's no spec building. There's no options. The customers are going to go out. They're going to see the house that they want to buy, and they're going to buy that house that day and close 30 days later. So there's not going to be options for the first-time home buyer sound good, but they end up being almost a negative because it confuses and overwhelms. So we found that it's simpler to include all that is necessary and all that takes care of their needs. And there may be a color option or a floor plan or elevation option, but there's no options beyond what's on the ground in the neighborhood.
Well, there's certainly something to keeping it simple, you know?
Yeah, simplify. That's exactly what I was thinking.
For some of our listeners who are looking in, you know, the exurb areas, when can we expect to see you start to, you know, pour foundations and slabs and put sticks in the air?
I would say definitely by the summer. I've got an aggressive possibility of being sooner than that, but we've made some offers on some deals, and it could be as early as April, but more likely May or June would be my guess.
So, and also then for real estate agents and construction guys and people in the industry who are possibly still kind of on the fringes and waiting for the right position, are you all hiring? And if so, how do they apply?
I've just hired the construction head that'll be handling that end of our business for us. And probably in March, we'll begin the process of hiring our on-site sales agents and sales managers. So, I would say, I don't know if there is a specific HR link on LGIHomes.com, but if not, I'll put one on there.
Excellent.
I want to loop back to that first-time home buyer. I would expect that warranty is something that's a big concern. Mm-hmm. Well, not just the first-time home buyer, but yeah. I would think maybe particularly so. Talk about the whole warranty. What, you know, what is it all about?
It'll be a standard 2-year bumper-to-bumper comprehensive warranty and a 10-year structural warranty that will protect the homeowner. And that's a big part of our sales process, to make them comfortable with that part of it.
All right. Well, Adam, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about LGI Homes?
LGIHomes.com. Our website is the best source of information. And the Atlanta division does not yet have a link on there, but will very shortly. And more info to follow on there.
Adam Corder, Division President Atlanta of LGI Homes. It was great to have you. Welcome to the neighborhood. And we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right, the deal of the day is next, but stay tuned for a conversation on the impact on SAT scores and home buying decisions. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, this week I have Victoria Square is offering 7,500 in free designer options for the first two buyers.
7,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of stuff.
I'm not familiar with Victoria Square. I mean, what do they have to offer?
So it's all brick townhomes in downtown Alpharetta near top schools. They're from the 300,000s. It's all new construction, updated plans, three stories. All three stories are finished. And best of all, it's within 1.6 miles of Georgia 400 and within walking distance to shopping, dining, and Wills Park.
This is in downtown Alpharetta.
Downtown Alpharetta.
You know what I love about Metro more than anything is how all the little downtown communities are nice, but Alpharetta's, they've done some recent work there to kind of upgrade it and improve it, so that's a great place.
I love Alpharetta.
Yeah, shoot, and a mile and a half from the highway.
Mile and a half from the highway.
So, yeah, you can walk downtown, and it's a short drive if you're heading to Atlanta or wherever.
Yeah, super convenient. And it's a local builder. This is Peachtree Residential. They've been building in Atlanta for 24 years. So, you know, it's a name you can trust. It's a known entity here in Atlanta.
7,500 in designer options. What are some of my, you know, options?
You can upgrade your flooring, you know, get some nice hardwoods, granite countertops, kitchen cabinets, you know, all the kind of just different options that you might think of as extra you can get for free if you're one of the first two buyers in this community.
One of the first two buyers. So that's a good deal, 7,500.
You can get a lot of little touches can make such a big difference in how it feels to be in a home. That's a nice way to spend a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, this neighborhood's going fast too. All their current inventory is sold out, so they've just started this new building and it's going to go going fast.
Me thinks this will go fast.
I think it will go fast. And the other really neat thing they're offering is right now you can get $3,000 towards closing costs if you use one of their preferred lenders for your financing.
In addition,
I was just going to say that on top of the other thing.
That's nice.
Correct.
Frankly, I'd look at it. I'd take the whole 10 grand and 10.5 and put it into the amenities.
Yeah, and you know, these are townhomes, so people think townhomes are, you know, not that big or whatever, but they're 2,600 square feet to 3,200 square feet.
Bigger than my house.
Exactly. These are big townhomes.
That's impressive. Wow. It's 2,600. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
Yeah, 26.
That's good. I mean, even spread across three floors, that's a lot of space on each level.
Yeah. Exactly.
That must be nice big bedrooms.
Yes, and they're brick, so, you know, low maintenance too. Gotta love that. I'm all about low maintenance. Who wants to have to fix it in 10 years, you know?
Right.
Mm. Who wants to have to fix it ever?
Ever? Right, okay. Who wants to fix it ever, says Todd.
Well, this sounds great. Carol, where can people get more information on this?
So for more information, they can call the on-site agent, Sandy, at 770-855-0130, or they can visit PeachtreeResidential.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our Real Estate Trends Roundtable. Today, we're talking about SAT scores and the impact that has on residential home buying decisions. Carol, what are you thinking on this?
Obviously, there is a strong correlation between good schools and home prices and where people want to live. You know, people want to live in areas where their kids can go to good schools and get into good colleges. And, you know, typically SAT scores are a little bit of an indicator of how good the school is.
Well, the average SAT score is around 1530, give or take, depending on the source. What's the general perception of how these scores rank in Metro Atlanta?
Well, so Metro Atlanta has some schools that rank very, very well. I guess it's no huge surprise that schools like Northview High School in Fulton County and Johns Creek High School, also in Fulton, have, you know, scores in the 1700s. And same for, you know, Cobb County's Walton School. And then another fantastic one is in Gwinnett County, the Gwinnett School of Mathematics, Science, and Technology, 1900. But, you know, a lot of the other good schools are more in the 1600s and even dropping into the 1500s. So we have some schools that are around the average and then, you know, several in areas where you'd expect that are performing a lot better.
Well, you know, the idea of the schools in a location can have a real impact on that buying decision. Obviously, I mean, when I bought my home in East Cobb many years, about 11 years ago now, I didn't have any children, but the realtor was like, no, and this is, but think about the schools. because that will have a real impact on resale. You know, so it's a critical element to this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, as a dad, I was earlier in my career moved around a lot, every two years going to a different city, and my kids were in school, and I was always very skeptical about the whole story. It sounded like the realtor's line. But one of the moves we made was into a town that had bad schools, bad low SAT scores, and you know a couple other measurements, and there was a dramatic difference on lifestyle for my kids.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They didn't like school. They both love school. That one city we were in, they just didn't like school.
Well,
so
it
changes the home life pretty dramatically. It's a heck of a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's real important. You know, realtors, I think, ethically can't tell you whether the school is good or bad or give their opinion. But what they can do is state the facts. So they can give you the SAT scores. They can, you know, help you find that information. But, you know, as far as what they are obligated to say or not say, they have to be really careful as it relates to, you know, is this a good neighborhood? Is this a bad neighborhood? I mean, those are loaded questions for them because they can't really answer that. So it's, you know, the buyer has to do a little bit of research too. But certainly SAT scores are an indicator. But they're also a score, and we all know scores can be manipulated.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you, Carol, is that you can look at an SAT average in a community, and maybe it doesn't rank as well as you might would like it to be, but that's not entirely indicative of its accurate measure.
Correct.
There are some ways to finagle those numbers in some ways.
And there's things that you as a home buyer should ask if you're looking at a district that has a low or a high SAT score. Then you should ask, you know, how many of the SAT scores? So first of all, what percentage of the students take the SAT? And then of the percentage that take it, what percentage are you reporting? Because they're not obligated to report 100%. So you could have 100% of the student body take the SAT score, and you could have a 1,500 average, which is, you know, pretty much the national average. But then you're only reporting the top 10%. So you're artificially skewing, you know, your high school score to make it look like it's better than it is. And you know, it's just something that's important to know because that is, you know, it's all a game. And statistics, you know, anyone listening out there knows you can play with statistics and make them look the way you want them to look.
All right. We'll be back with the Real Estate Trends Roundtable after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with the Real Estate Trends Roundtable.
See, all through the break, I just couldn't help but think about what you were talking about, Carol. And I don't know if I want to use as strong a word as fudge the numbers, but you just can't take them at their face value. I mean, if half the student body takes an SAT versus 100%, I mean, that's going to dramatically change the score. So it's more than just seeing what the absolute number is. You really got to dig down underneath and get additional statistics on just how that number got derived.
Right. I mean, you need to be informed. I mean, if only half the kids are college bound and half of them take the test, then you got to realize the other half didn't take the test. So, you know, if you're out there and you're looking for schools and you want to do your own research, there's some fantastic sources out there. Our show producer, Delaney Young, did some great research to help us come up with these scores. And a couple of the sites that she discovered are listed in our blog post on this. But you can go to the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Their book of lists has a lot of this in there, as well as Maureen Downey writes a column for the AJC blogs called Get Schooled, and it lists the different SAT scores on average by county. And it is interesting, you know, Cherokee County's scores were up last year, and they're touting how it's the highest in the state, but I'm kind of sitting here snickering. So the average in Cherokee County is 1587, but followed very closely by Fulton County at 1580. We're talking a 7-point difference to lead the state.
Statistically, but a win's a win, baby.
Yeah, well, if you're not first, you're last, huh?
That's correct. But we'll link up to all these different resources in our show notes so you can do some of your own research as well.
You know, that's you talk about that example where there's an 8-point difference, and you think, okay, that's just a statistical anomaly. But I wonder how much difference is there between 1,600 and 1,500? I mean, is that enough to swing a decision on somebody that's going to make the largest investment they're probably going to make.
Right.
I'm not so sure. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, and it's interesting if you look at where the score difference is. The math score is exactly the same, but Cherokee County scores significantly higher in reading, and Fulton County scores significantly higher in writing.
So if you want your child to be a writer, then you live in Fulton.
Yeah. Is it interesting?
So there's all different kind of variables in how you can make a buying decision.
Exactly. Well, and if you are looking, again, you know, some of the highest scores in the state are in Fulton County in the Northview High School District, and there's some great opportunities. Ashtonwood Homes builds there at Highlands at Johns Creek, and they have homes priced from the 400s with four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and 3,000 or more square feet of living space. And again, Johns Creek, Trayton Homes, one of our favorite builders to talk about on the show, builds in St. Ives. They've got 9 single-family homes priced in the high 600s there. Again, and that's the Johns Creek High School District. So, you know, lots of great opportunities to move into areas that have, you know, schools with high SAT scores.
Well, it's interesting. I'm just looking at some of the numbers that Delaney put together for us, and it looks like Trayton, I don't know, they might be aiming at building in districts that have higher SAT scores, just as I'm glancing through it.
Absolutely. Well, like our conversation before the break, you know, buyers are looking, even if you don't have a kid, if you're buying a house, you're looking for an area with fantastic amenities, great shopping, good schools for the resale value. So, you know, builders, when they're looking to buy dirt and build houses, of course, they're thinking
very much factors in their decision.
Yeah, so good schools are, it's huge. I mean, that's one of the number one concerns when people are looking at property is, you know, what are the schools like? Because it's going to affect you now or later.
Yeah, and as the token old guy in the studio, I can tell you. I mean, my kids are long finished with school, but I'm out shopping for a house, and I'm telling you, that's part of my decision factor. It's just a nicer neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
One reflects the other. There's a high correlation.
Well, of course, and as I said at the top of the show, it reflects your ability to resell the house.
Absolutely does. Absolutely does.
All right. Well, that's some fascinating stuff. And as we said, we'll link up to some of these resources in the show notes. So that wraps this show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd love you to leave a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Adam Corder, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.